Hi, I'm George Norrie, and welcome to the new iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Like us on Facebook, tell your friends, and share us with everyone. This is an exciting new network that will feature podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained. Now please sit back and enjoy Dark Becomes Light with Heidi Hollis.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Welcome to my show. Remember, each week, this is the place you go to when you want to hear the latest when it comes to personal paranormal havoc going upon people's lives. I don't care if it's a ghost, a demon, a troll, Bigfoot, Jesus encounters, angel encounters, near-death experiences, and more. There's so much to explore in this world, and it seems like it keeps growing. Just when I think I have a good understanding, nope, we go up a new level. Don't forget, go to my main website, which is HeidiHollis.com or ShadowFolks.com, and write me. Go to the contact page. Tell me what it is that you're experiencing out there. Anything. And the more detail you give, the better, because it helps to paint a picture on exactly what you're experiencing. I don't know how better else to do that. I don't know how to grasp the whole concept of what it is that people are experiencing unless we take that step forward. I have a website. It's called ParanormalPledge.com. It's to get people to pledge to start sharing their stories, to tap on the shoulder of somebody at work that you're close to, or your spouse, or another loved one, or family member, and share. Because, man, these things, especially when it comes to the darker topics, they are placing their bets on us not to figure them out. And I'm telling you, lack of communication is key for them to be successful in that. But I'm telling you, I'm on a mission to be able to let people know if we find the right words, if we find the right way to present these things to people, we don't freak them out. We can have these open conversations. I am telling you, time and time again, I have met people who tell me, you know, I wouldn't believe this stuff was real until I met you. And it's like, oh, you're pretty normal. I'm like, great, because I don't sit there and try to scare people. Yeah, I might laugh more than most people. I might seem casual, but you got to remember, I grew up in a haunted house. It was freaky. But I have a big family, a lot of kids, and we'd sit there and discuss these things. We didn't sit there and hold it in because I'm sitting next to the person that experienced it as well. So we talked about it. We watched horror movies as kids because it was therapeutic. This is how I was brought up. Not to hide, not to be ashamed, not to think people will think something weird of me, because we didn't. We thought this was normal. This was something that was happening to us always, as far back as I can recall. So I'm trying to help people get to that level, get comfortable, be able to talk about it like you do with the weather or what was on the news last night, because it's a reality. The paranormal is normal. And I think the more that we get comfortable, the more that we keep those lines of communication open, the better it will be for all of us, I swear. Because look it. Even the U.S. government is talking aliens and UFOs. Go figure. Who inspired them to do that? Just pat yourself on the back, because I did. Because it's ridiculous. So yeah, there's a lot of shoulders that we stand on when it comes to these topics. Thousands of people, millions of hours, and people who are so driven to get the truth out there. And finally, we got little dribbles of truth, and it's really hard. I know it's really hard to accept some of the information that gets delved and placed out there for us when it comes with an official title. It's hard. I mean, we got to build trust back, right? Supposedly, there is now a UFO office that's being opened. And it's like, you know, do we trust that? I mean, is it our fault to have mistrust? First off, no, it's not. I think that they earned that mistrust when it comes to the government because they have been dodgy. They have been threatening people. They have been keeping things under wraps. And they're like, it's a matter of national security. Well, every other country has this going on too. So how is this so secretive? They have to respect us to have the intelligence to be able to handle these things. And I'm glad that they're following our lead to be more open, whether it's the truth or not. And, you know, some of the researchers out there, how do we know if they're putting out the truth or not? Some of them are on the payroll of, you know, dodgy characters. We don't know, do we? I know I've met some that are not quite forthright. Let's just put it that way. That's another story. but you know what? We just got to grow. We got to move with it, right? I mean, that's the only way that we can. I have to tell you guys, today is one of my favorite shows. Today, it is all about your emails. Oh, yes. We're going to dive on in. And again, I cover everything out there. So when it comes to Shadow People Hatman, yes, the majority of my emails are about that. But I do get some about near-death experiences. I get some about visions, end-of-the-world stuff. And oh boy, it's been interesting. I could tell you that. But I'm telling you, the second I discovered and named Shadow People and Hatman, the emails, totally, I watched the shift. It went from the alien stuff was like 99% of my emails, and then I put Shadow People, and then it became 99% of my emails, and I put Hatman out there, and 99% of my emails. Well, I wouldn't say 99, but it's getting kind of close there now. It has really been an interesting life, I could tell you that. And but you know, there's something first before I dive into these emails I want to talk to you guys about, and it's about the topic of reincarnation. Reincarnation. It's different from near-death experiences, but I'm finding there are some similarities out there. And maybe I'm just, you know, diving into these topics a little bit more than I used to and came across this more as a surprise, but I'm sure there's a lot of people that dive in deeper than me, of course. But I came across something interesting that different research out there. You know, have you heard of these people who have had near-death experiences and they get enveloped into this space that is just dark, like nothing's there? Sometimes they feel alone. Sometimes they feel like nothing is there and they're there to contemplate their past life, if it was traumatic, or if they felt like they were a person who would like to isolate themselves. And so they'd sit in this dark space, and time is different there. That's It's interesting to me because I came across others who have memories of reincarnating and being in the in-between lifetime, being in that same dark space. And some of them were aware of time. Some of them knew why they were there. Some of them did not. And it just makes me wonder, like, is that like a resting room? A waiting room, a healing room. But I've heard when it came to the near-death experiencers, it sounded more like it wasn't a pleasant experience. It was a bit scary because it was isolating. And then the in-between life folks seemed to describe, like, I couldn't see anyone, but I didn't feel like I was alone either. And the near-death experience people would say, I was in that dark space, but then somebody came to me and guided me out, and then I got back to this life. So it's puzzling to me that this is an occurrence. And, you know, a lot of us were like, you know, there's a lot of horrible people that they've met in this lifetime, and they're like, gosh, I hope there's a place for them. You know, I hope it's big enough to handle them. Okay, maybe I've just said that. I don't know. but it's interesting to me because it didn't seem like people thought of that space, that empty space, to be a punishment. It seemed to mean a lot of different things for a lot of different people. And having known psychics so long now, and some absolutely magnificent psychics, and experiences that I've had. This sounds really strange, I know, but I've actually had the experience on a couple occasions to see like a dwelling of wayward souls. Let's put it that way. It's like, just put it nicely. It's like, was it a Hades type of situation? Yeah. I would say so. And again, I don't consider myself to be a psychic or anything like that. I think I have had interesting chances to see these things. I thought it was just bad luck at one point. And now I actually do have more answers about why it is I have experienced some of the things I have. And it's a doozy. Let's just put it that way. It has been quite a ride these past couple of years, having better understandings. You know how when you don't go looking for something, like, you know, I have a casual interest in a lot of things. And I ask a lot of the people that I interview a lot of different questions, especially if it's something I personally have experienced and they may be an expert in that area. So I've asked a lot of questions over the years. And, you know, I get little trickles, little bits. You know, we all pull these little puzzle pieces together and we get our definitions for ourselves. And I go, oh, cool. You know, is that worthy of me putting in a book? I don't know, maybe, you know, I might trickle it in there, or I leave something out. And in fact, I had somebody recently ask me about cattle mutilations, and I gave them the answer about the beings that I had contact with, what they said in regards to that. And they're like, well, why didn't you put it in the book? And I'm like, I had a lot to put in that book. You know, it's like I was jumping all over the place, especially that first book, and I was just a college kid writing it. So, but there's a lot of different things that I do come across, and the pieces to the puzzle, my personal puzzles that I've come across, it's stuff I wasn't looking for at the time. And it's a strange thing to say when you get found out about something and presented with something, and shakes up your world. So I get it when people write me and they've experienced something and they're looking for answers. And I never present to be the all-knowing guru. I've just experienced a lot of strange things. And I hope to lend some insight on what it is that I understand or know or saw or witnessed for myself or wrote about, research, and the whole bit. It's always a pleasure that I have this opportunity to do this, and I hope it's seen as a service of some kind that is helpful. And I'm learning, I'm growing just as well as you guys are, and one day I'll tell all of this, and a lot of people know about this out there because of an interview that I did on Coast, but yeah, we'll learn more soon. All right, you guys, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
You're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. As mentioned, today's program is all about your stories, your emails, and what is going on out there. And I always love diving into these things. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I generally do not read these in advance. I like being surprised and spontaneous with my reactions just as well as you do. But sometimes it causes me to improvise when I'm reading these off because sometimes there's swear words in there, just to be honest. Sometimes the sentence doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And so it can get really interesting. But I wanted to be honest with you guys and why I mentioned something in the last segment when it comes to a topic that I'm going to delve into at a later stage at some point. I'm always painfully honest. I don't know how else to be. I mean, it's how I got to be doing what I am today, because being honest when it comes to the paranormal is how we grow and learn and realize all these different facets of this. I don't know how others go about their business. just being honest. I don't think everyone is as honest as you believe out there, and that's a shame. But we're going to right those wrongs, and you'll be able to pick through the piles as I do. And also, I think it's very important to know what piles to pick, because not all of it's important. It's not always contributing to know an answer. A lot of people are like, what about this picture? Is this for real? Well, I already believe in UFOs, so what does it help for me to know if that's one or not? You get me? Does that make sense? I hope so, because... There's a topic that I haven't discussed, and I do get messages every once in a while, and people are like, why not? Why are you not going into that? Following an interview that I had, and I will at some point. I really will. It's a very, very different type of topic that I'm just not used to speaking on just yet. So, at some point. Definitely we'll have to do that. And and I'm sorry to sound cryptic. I'm sorry to be alluding to something, but it's for a very, very, very good reason, because it's beyond anything I could ever even think on or imagine. And I like being honest and upfront about stuff. So, I think a lot of people will find it interesting, intriguing, mysterious, mystical even. So at some point we will go there in due time. Everything in due time. All right. Well, I want to get to your emails now. And this first one, it says, hello, Heidi. I watched your interview about shadow people on another program, and I found your content fascinating and provocative. Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm sure. It's a lot of stuff. Some time ago, I had a couple of friends who drew the attention of these entities. Oh, no, that's not good. I can recall a time when I was in bed and I woke up and saw a man-like silhouette standing beside me. This thing, I supposed, seemed to have black smoke swirling around its torso. Yuck. The smoke coalesced inside this being's chest. but it seemed to come from somewhere else. The apparition? It had no eyes, but I felt he was looking at me all the same. Is my experience fairly consistent with what you have heard from others? My life has been filled with strange incidents, and I was hoping to get more information. Thank you for reading my message, and I look forward to hearing more. Ryan. Oh, thank you, Ryan, for taking the time to write me. And wow, how disturbing that you had friends seeking out these creatures. First off, I have had so many people reach out to me asking, how do I attract the shadow people or Hat Man? I want to study him, or I want to communicate with them. I want to have this connection. I don't think they're so bad, or I just think they need to be delved into personally, one-on-one. I can handle it. These things are ancient, okay? Very, very powerful. So evil and so dark. And again, they come across stories that are written online where they say, well, my alien or shadow being or whatever wasn't so bad. You know, they didn't scare me. I know I've mentioned this a million times on this program already, but it attracts other people when they say that. Like, because they weren't scared, others probably won't be either. So people think they can handle it. But I'm telling you, this is a door you do not want to open. Do not entertain the thought of these things. It's not cool, and it's not temporary. You open up that floodgate, and it can be very difficult to close. These types of exorcism-type movies and whatnot, they show, you know, one whack and the demon's out. No, no, no. It's very, very methodical. It's a lot that goes into it. And some of these things have happened for years to exorcise a creature, a demon, out of a person's life, home, because wherever they move, it'll go with them sometimes too. So, no, you do not want to toy with this thing. You do not want to entertain the thought like, this is okay. I can handle this. I am a powerful witch, or I've had those too. I'm a powerful warlock. I'm really good, or I'm good with Jesus. I'm just going to, you know, have a little look here. Like, don't do it. It is not worth it. It is not worth it. You know, and a lot of people say, well, do you regret looking into the things that you did? And I'm like, well, no. I do feel like I'm protected. I'm not trying to go into the home of the shadow beings and Hat Man. Do they come to me? Yeah, they have. But I learned to close the door and keep them out. Now, I never invited them in. I lived in a haunted house, so they came with that. And then there's the other past connection to them before I was born. And it's just it's a strange thing. And it's like, no, I have not had a past life regression done. I have not done a lot of things in those regard. Some of us just remember things and also different kind of contact that I've had that woke me up to a lot of this. And a lot of people, they're like, huh, what, tell me more. It's a lot. So I just always refer people to my first book called The Secret War when it comes to that topic. And it's so deep, and I don't know how to briefly inform people except to say, run, don't walk, and don't look at these things. If you can look away, look away. So yeah, it's really, really disturbing stuff. Now, Ryan, you asked about the smoke around Hat Man. I'm assuming it was Hat Man. He didn't mention a hat, but he doesn't always wear a hat. He doesn't always wear the same exact outfit, but that ominous feeling, the black shadowy feel around him or smoke around him, it is something that I have heard of. To say that is absolutely typical to have smoke around him, no. Swirling at his torso, no, that's not as common. But yes, I have had others write me about that. And when they do, you know, it's kind of a interesting thing because I don't get it a ton. I don't get a ton of people writing about that. But when I do, it brings about this whole different feel to me about why he was there. And I don't know exactly why that is, because it almost seems mechanical when there's smoke around, you know, swirling. Now, when you said that the smoke went into his chest, that I have not heard of. I have heard of the smokiness around him, but to be swirling around in his chest, no, I haven't had anybody write about that I recall. I've literally had thousands of these stories sent to me over the years. And, you know, it's quite a lot to juggle and, quite a lot to remember too. And I love the people that write me, and they're just like, do you remember I wrote you 5 years ago about this and that? I want to say thank you for helping me. And I'm so touched, and I really love to hear back from people about how things went for them, because I often I'll write people online, you know, and social media, and I'm like, well, this is what you do, and you know, let me know how it goes. And oftentimes I don't hear back, and I just assume, well, things must be good now, right? Because if there's a problem, they would continue asking or sharing their story. And it's just like doctors will say, you know, don't look up those horror stories online of an illness or a treatment that was done, because those are the angry ones. Those are the ones that didn't work for them, whatever the procedure was or the medication. The success stories are done and moving on with their lives. So they're not sitting there dwelling on it, which makes sense, right? It does make sense. So even when it comes to that type of thing, because my background is in the medical field, like I like to expose the positive. So please, if there's some suggestion or something that is being said, do reach back. Let me know. How's it going? Because it helps. It helps to know. I have had a lot, of course, that have reached back, and it's really helpful for me and others. But you've said that your life is filled with strange incidents, Ryan, and that doesn't surprise me, because when somebody like yourself has witnessed Hat Man or a dark, smoky figure like this, which I'm sure was Hat Man, he really likes to take a look at those who are talented or gifted to be able to see such things. So not surprising that you've had other things happen to you. A lot of people are like, I'm confused. What do you mean? And he likes to keep that eye on that person, because those are the type of people he doesn't like wandering the earth. Because we kind of act as a warning system for those who cannot see, and a defense system to push them on out. So I tell people, take it as a compliment, but if he keeps coming around, there's a problem. He's found a leak and he's trying to work on it and kick the door down. So build up those levels of defense. All right, Ryan, I hope that was helpful to you. You guys, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around. We will be right back.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey folks, we need your music. Hey, it's producer Tom at Coast to Coast AM, and every first Sunday of the month, we play music from emerging artists just like you. If you're a musician or a singer and have recorded music you'd like to submit, it's very easy. Just go to coasttocoastam.com, click the Emerging Artist banner in the carousel, follow the instructions, and we just might play your music on the air. Go now to coasttocoastam.com to send us your recording. That's coasttocoastam.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Today is all about your emails, your stories, your experiences, your research, your thoughts, comments, on anything and everything out of the ordinary. Remember, go to my main website, which is HeidiHollis.com. Tell me what it is that you're experiencing or what it is that you'd like to share here on this program. And you are always welcome to be a guest. Just let me know that. All right, I'm getting to the next email. This one also says, "Hello, Heidi." That's me. I would like to make contact with you in regards to what I term as shadow creepers. I saw it several months after I was witness to the use of advanced technology entering my bedroom. This technology presented in three different phases. A white beam entering my window at approximately 60 degrees, and it had four columns within. Cylindrical apparatus formed from the base of the beam, approximately 2 feet in width. 6 feet in length. Thin red, white, and aqua beams were in the center, and it was filled with dark aqua particles whizzing within. This is interesting. Cylinder was jolting slightly up and down. Appeared to be a gray, puffy cloud-shaped formation on top of the cylinder. I'm trying to hold this image in my head. Okay. A column formed around 6 feet from the end of the cylinder at 45 degrees with an orb formation at the tip. A bright white fluid-like substance appeared in a teardrop formation and expanded along the right side of the orb. As this occurred, I observed that the column and orb were made from the aqua particles meshed together. Okay. The column retracted back and the cylinder into the beam, and the beam retracted back out the window within a second. 30 seconds later, a beam re-entered. This time, the white fluid expanded further before exiting. Oh, this is really detailed. Okay, I'm still trying to hold this in my head. This is really complicated and very neat. Okay, to deter this from reoccurring, I started using a blue nightlight after about a month of having a lamp on. Hey, I don't blame you. Light helps to shed light on the subject of anything coming around that you didn't personally invite. So I get it. It's no shame. I keep a light of some sort within reach or within view so I can spot out if something's a knocking. I'm like, oh, I know what you are. Get out. Okay. I was having issues with ceasing breathing while trying to go to sleep numerous times. It felt as though I was about to expire. This happened for a couple of months, and I started lying on my back to see if this would help. I would look at the ceiling most nights, several times before sleeping. One night, I saw a small spectral colored prism-shaped object glide along the ceiling. I watched it for several seconds before turning the light on. I was greatly unnerved by this, even though it seemed minor in comparison to the other incident. About a week later, I saw a thick, shadow-like stick figure with four legs, and torso, walking along the ceiling. I'm just thinking nasty. Anything that's got too many legs, I just don't like. I shouldn't say that. I like animals. But it's like creeping along the ceiling. I cannot help but to think of spiders. Shadow spiders, my worst enemy. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm continuing here. All right, along the ceiling. It reminded me of a cat with no tail. Okay. I could see it clearly due to the blue light illuminating the ceiling. I changed rooms. A couple of months later, I was laying on top of the bed, almost asleep. Almost felt like I was in between, like woken in a dream state. When I opened my eyes, I saw a light gray, light gray spider formation with eight semi-thick legs. Didn't I say shadow spiders? I did. See, this is why I like not to read these in advance, because I have the heebie-jeebies right now. I don't know about you guys, but spiders and many legs. I just knew. Okay. I stood up in this pseudo dream state, raised my open hand at it to attack it, I presume. White speckled sparks formed all around it. It then felt like it went straight for my face and head and received a painful headache. I then sat up, turned the light on, and this headache continued. The nightmare continued. Following this, I typed in, quote, shadow creepers and came across your website, shadowfolks.com. To my amazement, I saw reference made to cat and shadow spiders, and other sentient beings, and knew straight away that you were legit. I'm glad to hear that. I have had other not-so-pleasant encounters since and wish to make contact. I have more information to share about other sentience encounters over the years, all different experiences. Warm regards, Damien. Wow, Damien. Well, I want to thank you for such a wonderfully detailed email. That's so very helpful in these types of situations, because this is something that's really, really in depth that occurred to you. Now, Damien, I don't know how far that you read along in my website. I discuss a lot of different elements and the connections between what you mentioned here. So, this odd apparatus. I mean, I'm sure it was puzzling, like, how is this connected to anything? Well, I have always, from day one, connected shadow people in all the different forms they come in, even to Hat Man, from the head and shoulder shadow to the shadow cats, shadow rodents, shadow spiders, shadow cloud, shadow streaks. I mean, you name it. I have connected all of them to the UFO alien phenomenon. There's a lot of reasoning behind that, and I'll tell you a little bit about it here. But that apparatus that you described, I haven't exactly heard anything that was exact like that. I have heard of people describe different apparatuses that have entered their homes, and it's not quite understood why it was there. It's not quite understood the purpose, except for perhaps probing, checking out the place, checking you out, testing the air quality, the laundry situation, we just don't know. I mean, what are they poking around about? For me, they sent in grays that were going through my house like crazy, and they woke me up. And I got up to think that somebody had broken into the house. And no. Just about nine little grays who were terrified. I was around conscious, interrogating them, asking what the heck they were doing there. and not getting answers and got a little frazzled with them. And yeah, I kind of picked one up. But anyways, I mean, again, you know, a lot of people are like, well, no wonder the aliens are afraid of us because we're a violent race. It wasn't that. It was more my being, thinking somebody had broken. I was in flight or fight for my life. And I was not violent on the kid. It was a kid, by the way. It was a hybrid looking thing. And I was like, you know, who are you and what are you doing here? I'm like, you know, shaking it and asking it questions. And the other beings were lying or frozen in place. And it was just a really confusing time. It's weird when you have these moments like that. And I'm not a person to panic or anything like that. But it was definitely a traumatic event. And I felt like I needed to figure it out or get the heck out of there. And so, you know, I had to, I did what came first and asked the questions and did what I had to do. Now, in your situation, you had these things crawling on your ceiling, and it sounded like a praying mantis type of thing that you were talking about, but it turned out to be a shadow cat. Those things used to also be around me so much, but they are connected to the aliens checking you out and probing your place. Why would they do this? Well, they want to control who you are, whatever your potential is. You must be a person who's able to see and experience things that a lot of people cannot. And they do like to move on in, control that, keep that under wraps, keep a light on that subject so you are not helping to guide others to realize the reality that we're in is not what we think it is. So yeah, no, these beings are not there to be kind or anything like that. And then the shadow spiders, I mean, just throw me a rope to get out of the room, because that is one of the scariest things to see those guys. I could not stand them. Those are the ones I've seen the most of. So I'm sorry you had to experience what you did. And you said you want to talk to me in regards to what it is that you've experienced. I tell everybody, find me on social media, usually at one Heidi Hollis for Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Send me a message. Tell me what's going on. We could chat there. I don't usually jump on a call. I do get a lot of people that ask that, and I'm like, oh man, there aren't enough hours in the day, but I wish I could. But definitely tell me what's on your mind, or even email me back, HeidiHollis@gmail.com, or go to HeidiHollis.com, and we can chat there, Damien. I really appreciate you taking the time to write me here, and we're going to get to our next break. You guys, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Stick around. We will be right back.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey, it's George Norrie, and thank you for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Here we go with more Dark Becomes Light with Heidi Hollis.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Just before the break, we had a very interesting email from Damien, who had witnessed something that was obviously alien, some kind of really funky technology that I personally have not heard of. I've heard of inner workings of like orb-looking contraptions floating through neighborhoods and odd things like that, coming into a person's home, different types of probes and all of that kind of jazz. And connecting the dots to say that these things, when you started seeing these shadow cats and other things that you called shadow creepers and the shadow spiders in your home, I mean, it just goes to show there's a pattern. And a lot of people are like, it just doesn't make sense. You say they walk through walls and they paralyze me. I'm like, guess what? Aliens do that too. And it's like, well, maybe these are just because they're in another dimension. They're just another type of alien that could do this or that. And it's like, well, yeah, they've got alien ties and they are from other dimensions and they do invade other planets in our system and beyond. It sounds so strange, but how many millions of planets are out there? And why would these things infiltrate the way that they do? There are so many answers to that. And we're all trying to help contribute to the answers. And I'm telling you, it is a work in progress. And all we can do is tell our stories, right? And I've learned over the years that sometimes, you know, everybody's an individual, right? We all have our experiences and our understandings and our perspective. I mean, for crying out loud, I have stood in a crowd of about 50 people to see a UFO meet with another very unique UFO in the same sky right above us. And it was diamond shaped. And I saw one color and one shape, and the person next to me saw another color and another shape. I mean, just amazing, the perspective of people that could be in the same space. Just like when they say when you witness a crime, people pay attention to different details or they remember different things, or, you know, our perspectives are different for a reason. And we all contribute to the puzzle. I mean, if we witness a crime, we'll all piece that puzzle together and catch the guy. You know, I saw his shoes were blue. Well, I saw that his hair was red. You know, it's so many contributing factors that I think are wonderful that we're able to do. And everybody is so worried about, well, you know, that person thinks they're special. Their ego is so big and they're saying this, that this is their experience, and they're so much better or unique than the next one. And I have seen a lot of ego out there in the world, and the paranormal and UFO world is no different. Okay, you're going to have your scientists even that are competitive. You're going to have your professors, your all sorts of people. I mean, they all have this competitive streak. A lot of people do. I'm not a competitive person. I never have been. I could care less. Like, oh, I beat you in the race. Like, oh, that's funny. That's great. All right. Good for you. I'm not competitive like that. My thing that drives me is to try to inform people. I think that it's a privilege and an honor to be able to help. So when I say what I'm going to say next, when it comes to experiences, why I wrote my first book while I was in college is because I couldn't find any information on what it is I had experienced. And then a lot of messages came my way. by way of some of the experiences I was having when it came to alien contact and witnessing angelic things and then Jesus encounters. I know what it sounds like. I'm a therapist. I get it. You know, and it's like, all I could do was be honest about it. And I'm glad that the things trickled in the way that they did, because it's like, okay, handle the haunted house. Okay, now we're going to handle some demonic stuff. Okay, here we go. Okay, now we're going to give you a little dash of alien. Oh, okay. All right. Okay, put that on the plate. I got enough plates. Okay, we're good. All right, here's some Jesus. It's like, hold on. I'd left that biblical historical figure, topic for being the center point, you know, growing up. That was, you know, something that was instilled in me and my siblings, you know. I believed in God. I kept that. Okay, yeah. Okay, you trickled that in. And then some angelic stuff and then some creatures and then, oh my gosh, Bigfoot. And I've experienced a lot of things. Okay. And, I always just thought, you know, bad luck, strange stuff. It's like, oh, other psychics will say, oh, you're a medium. I don't have a title for any of this. I mean, I'm not looking. I'm a Midwest girl. You know, I saw it. Okay. You know, I might put in a book if I have space, if it comes to mind, because there's so many things. I literally started forgetting some of the things. Apparently I had a dream of the World Trade Center with the crash with the airplanes. And I told my friends, and I hadn't seen them for years. I go to see them, like, oh my gosh, your dream. I'm like, what? It's like, it was right. I totally forgot about it. So, some of the experiences that I've had, and they're so widespread, I had to be, open and honest with myself that, okay, something's going on here. Something's different. I don't know what it is. And, I can't always put it in a box, but I could put it in a book and I could talk about it with my friends and family and you guys and hope that it helps. But, you know, sometimes, you know, when you take these steps forward and you put information out there and somebody might grab it and try to distort it, and that's dismaying. So it could be really, really detracting from the message you're hoping to put out there. But my whole thing in mentioning this right now is, you know, when people have like past life or something, they're always a prince, a king, a princess. I don't know. I mean, nobody cleaned the floors of a bathroom. You know, nobody was the guy that fed the horses. You know, it's just always something significant. And I was a brave warrior. You know, I was a samurai king. Okay, you know. So it's like, I get it. You know, it could look like ego with that. So it's really, really something I tried to avoid to talk about that type of thing too, because I've been around this for a long enough time to know that even for me, it turns my stomach when I just see these patterns. So, you know, I know what I know, and I want people to be confident in what they know to be true for themselves. I've had people more recently say, why have I remembered this was a past life? You know, what's the significance? How can I make this helpful to contribute to this lifetime? Now, one of the things that I was taught and some of the alien contact I had, and it wasn't with Grays, I wasn't abducted, I didn't have any of that stuff. I always have to say that because people say, oh, alien abductee. No, oh, no. I was told that this lifetime is an accumulation of many lifetimes and many lessons. And it's not about learning right here always. Yes, we learn, of course, as we move along. But it's also about remembering all those little bits that make us who we are today. So if it was a past life, a past teaching, past schooling, because that's something that I've experienced quite a bit, is being schooled on the other side. Go figure. Where's that place at? You know, I've asked other people too that say, well, I was taught in a classroom. It felt like, it's like, oh, a classroom. You know, how was it for you? For me, it was quite different. And I try to find others that have experienced some of these things. And sometimes, you know, I'm hesitant to mention it because I've learned that these are things that a handful of people are looking information for, first off. Isn't that weird? Yeah, I did not know that until these past couple of years, to be honest. And then I've also learned that some people will make it their own, you know, like, oh, that was me. I had that exact same thing. I shared something once with a researcher, you know, it's like, oh, tell me your story about da da da. Oh, well, I don't talk about this part much, but I shared it. And I kid you not, didn't talk to that researcher for maybe a year. Next thing I know, they're telling me my story back to me as if it happened to them. Not kidding. Not kidding. So I was like, you didn't tell me that when we spoke. Suddenly it's, you were there too, huh? Exact same thing. That's really, really interesting. You know, it's like hard to take that seriously. And then to know, and that's a reputable, quote unquote, reputable person in the field. And I'm like, oh my, how often do they do that? You know, it distorts the information out in the field, because if there's enough people repeating the same story, well, one of them's got to be a phony, right? So that's a shame. So I hope that doesn't deter people from speaking out. I know it has for myself at times, and I understand the fears of this because it's happened to me, and it's happened to me on a grand scale. Hello, shadow people, hat man. People think I came up with that following something else. I'd never heard of it before. Are you kidding me? I was in college, and I was in a really difficult program. I didn't have time to look at other people's stuff. You know, and people say, well, when I was a kid, I called them shadow people too. Well, great. You know, that's awesome. It does happen. You know, I just took the extra step and stepped out of my comfort zone. I was very shy and, you know, had to speak my truth. And I hope everybody learns to speak their truth out there. And believe it or not, I had another email I wanted to share, but I felt this was important to discuss here on the show because I think there's a time of change coming. And I think it's very important that we find our strength within us and point others in the direction, put a little trickle of information out there that helps another, and we'll really get somewhere and be prepared for what's to come. Never doubt the human potential. All right, you guys, don't forget to go to my main website, HeidiHollis.com or ShadowFolks.com. Write me, tell me what's going on out there, or tell me who you'd like to have on this program. You have been listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. We'll see you next time. Stay safe, everybody. Goodbye.
Well, if you liked this edition of Dark Becomes Light, wait till you hear the next one. You've been listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.